WFP says as the conflict between the Sudan Armed Forces and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces enters its eighth month, 18 million people in Sudan are facing food insecurity during the harvest season, which is a time when food is usually the most available. WFP says that figure is more than double the number of food insecure people at the same time last year. Lenny Kinsley, the WFP spokesperson on Sudan, says millions of Sudanese already require food assistance to survive.
What is most concerning is that 5 million people are in emergency levels of hunger, just one step away from catastrophic levels of hunger. And what that means are these people, families, struggling to afford a basic meal a day. And this is only going to get worse as the lean season approaches, where they might not even be able to afford that.
Kinsley says the areas most affected by the hunger crisis are the conflict hotspots, including the capital Khartoum, the Kordofan region, and the Darfur region, especially West Darfur State. She says aid agencies, including the World Food Programme, find it difficult to deliver humanitarian assistance to people in these places due to ongoing fighting.
We can expect catastrophic levels of hunger during the lean season between May and October if we are not able to provide assistance and if WFP does not gain unfettered humanitarian access to these conflict hotspots where people are trapped by active fighting, making it extremely difficult for WFP to send aid deliveries through.
Kinsley says the main factors plunging the country into severe hunger are the ongoing conflict between the Sudanese army and the paramilitary rapid support forces, increased intercommunal violence, microeconomic crisis, skyrocketing food prices, and a poor harvest. To address the food shortages in the short term, Kinsley says WFP needs to urgently deliver food aid and nutrition interventions for children and mothers suffering from malnutrition.
And again, for that is required unfettered humanitarian access and for aid agencies to carry out their work abiding by the humanitarian principles. That is why WFP is calling on all parties to the conflict to adhere to their obligations under international humanitarian law so that we can deliver food assistance in the Sudanese people's greatest hour of need.
For addressing food insecurity in the long run, the fighting must end, says Kinsley, and agricultural production needs to increase, smallholder farmers must be supported, and skyrocketing food prices that drove food insecurity prior to the conflict need to be addressed. For VOA News, I am Charlton Doki in Juba.